good to get back with a little football again here. We got had the rookies in today. Really nice to get a chance to see them and get out with them for the first time and actually see them on the field and see what they can do. And, you know, have our coaches around them, get to know them. We had basically a normal mini camp day, similar to the ones we had with the veteran mini camp initially there, where we had a walkthrough this morning. We threw a lot at these guys, gave them a chance to get learn it and go through it on the field walking, and then going out and practicing this afternoon. And we started on the field this afternoon and end up inside. We got a little bit of Lake Erie sprinkle hit us a little bit today, but we got a lot done and you know, really pleased with today. Question?
Chad, did you feel the need to address Armonte Bryant personally at all about his transgression there last week?
I did. It's a serious matter. You know, now that Armani's gotten here, I had a chance to sit down with him, talk and talk about my expectations and make those expectations clear with him. I feel like we have a good support structure here. And I think that we have good guys in the locker room, you know, some guys that were excellent mentors that, you know, any player that follows their examples, you look at the DeQuell Jacksons, you look at Devon Best and those guys, anybody that follows them and follows their example, you know, will learn how to be a professional. Ultimately, Armani, you know, needs to show that he's going to be accountable, and I expect that out of him.
Rob, we don't know him very well. What are your early impressions of Armani? What kind of kid is he?
Well, you know, I just met him for the first time face-to-face yesterday, and, you know, I think he's, you know, very remorseful for the things that have happened. He understands me and what I expect from him, and is ready to make amends.
You can tell, you've been coaching a long time, Chuck. Can you tell when guys' apologies are real and when they seem to be not so real?
You know, time will tell. You know, you have to, you know, give guys every chance, every opportunity. You know, and again, I feel really good about the structure that we'll have around him to give him every chance. And again, he'll be being evaluated consistently and constantly, just like all our players are. And you know, time will tell.
As a player, does he have a chance to be one of those sleepers who could be more than you would expect?
We'll see. He's real raw and, you know, has ability. And again, there's a lot of guys that are raw and have ability. And it really just depends on his commitment level and work ethic.
Is there any thoughts on not bringing him after the arrest and then what had happened in college?
You know, we discussed all the options and ultimately decided, you know, that we wanted to bring him in and sit down and talk to him, and that's the process we went through.
How does something like that distract from what you're trying to do, feel positive team chemistry and just build a positive environment?
I don't think it does. You know, I think what we're doing here, there's a feel in the air, and if you look at the vets, you talk about that's one guy out of many guys, and you know what the vets are doing and the energy that's in the building right now. I feel great about what we're doing and accomplishing overall.
In the pre-draft scouting, did you personally work out or attend Mingo's workouts, or was this the first time you've seen him in a uniform?
This in the first time in a uniform that I've seen him live.
Okay.
You know, obviously watching tape on him. And, you know, seeing him at the combine, you know, those were the exposures I had to Kiki. And he came and visited us as well as one of our 30 visits.
Mm-hmm. Did he look different today in any regard than tape?
He looked pretty quick and pretty fast to me. So he moved around the field pretty well. And you know, it's always different when you see guys live and in person and you're close on the field to them, you know, to see those type of things. But you know, he had a good day, and he really picks things up well. I mean, that's the thing that stood out to me as well.
There's been a lot of talk about his size and his weight. I mean, does he need to bulk up a little bit? Is there 15 or 20 pounds that he needs?
You know, I don't know if it's 15 or 20 pounds. You know, that remains to be seen. You know, everybody, different guys have, you know, different body types that and different weights that they play the best at. You know, you look at guys, you know, from Jason Taylor all the way to, you know, some of the bigger guys. So really it's a matter of, you know, getting them in here, you know, spending some time with Coach Roll and you know, just bring them up to speed. But all those things will work themselves out.
So do you have any idea? Was there anything that stood out, or was it just pretty much normal for this type of thing?
I'm sorry?
Did you see anything out there today, or is it just normal, what you saw today?
Just normal. You know, some guys made some good plays. I saw Leon McFadden made a nice play driving on a ball and deflected it away from a receiver. Some guys always catch your eyes, and you go in and watch the tape, and that's the biggest thing. We'll watch tape tonight and see some of the guys. It's always good to see, some of the guys that are tryout guys, coming that you don't know anything about at all and really haven't seen much of, and some of those guys flash, and then, it's good to have them for a couple days because you get another 2 practices of evaluation, and usually by the end of the weekend you have a pretty good sense for what those guys are and what they can become potentially, and if they can help us, whether it's now, down the road, practice squad, all those type of things that you're hoping to find guys.
Chad, as far as health-wise, Slaughter and Full?
We're looking at them, and today we were going to evaluate them on the field while we were out there working out. Slaughter, we're expecting to be back ready for training camp. Maybe he'd be ready sooner, I don't know. But we're planning on training camp for him and Falk. We're looking at basically the same thing. So we'll see, and we'll make that evaluation determination for sure after it's over.
We had a chance to talk to you about Falk. Obviously, he was somebody who, had he not been injured, probably would have been drafted a lot higher. What did you guys, just seeing him, just think that there could be great value there if he comes back healthy?
Yeah, George Warhoff had watched him on tape, and then some of our scouts as well who had seen him earlier in the season. He's a big guy, and that's the first thing that stands out to you. I mean, his size and certainly coming back from the injury, he'll have a lot of work to do. But as a player that's played at LSU and he played and started games, and competed in that conference, obviously there's something there. And again, we'll see, it's a long way between where guys are now and where they want to be. And that's one thing we started, that I talked to him the first day about, was it doesn't really matter where you start, it's where you finish. And that's the emphasis on this weekend.
Do you see him as both a guard and tackle? You're just going to see where he fits best?
We'll see when we get him out there.
And one other thing on Mingo. Is it possible that at the end of OTAs, you'll tell him you want a different weight when he comes in July? Or is that the plan, to evaluate him before recess and then decide?
Yeah, we'll plan on giving all our guys target weights when they come back from training camp.
Okay. What'd you see out of Kruger and Hayden, a couple little brothers, with their big brothers watching?
I know. The big brothers were real interested in those guys. I saw, Josh Rink came running by, and I think I asked him who was faster, he or Joe, and I made sure Joe heard it when I asked him. But, he moved around, obviously can run and quick and made a couple nice runs out there. And David Kruger as well, I didn't notice him as much. It's just harder until you get a chance to watch the tape. But he was out there, and we were talking before practice a little bit. And obviously you guys saw Paul out there to check out little brother.
Do you have a target weight in mind for Artivius?
Not right now. Oh, we'll wait and see, and we'll have something for those guys all coming back from training camp, for training camp by that time.
A couple more guys?
How many guys? it's a wild guess. You have a ton of guys here. How many rookies do you think will wind up making the team?
It's hard to say. I've been around at times where undrafted guys, were big impact guys on our team. Back when I was in San Diego, you looked at that team. At that time, Antonio Gates was an undrafted guy. I think Kasim Osgood, Eric Parker, I think some of those guys were guys who, came this route, coming up as rookies who were undrafted. And so, you look at these guys and you look at them seriously, and you never know. Diamond in the Roughs, we had a couple years ago, Byron Bell played for us, was an undrafted offensive lineman. He started as a rookie. So you just never know where they – who they are, where they come from, and what they have inside, and that's really ultimately what helps them succeed.
Can you think back to that day? Did you know right away that Gates was going to be something?
I wasn't there his first, his rookie year.
Right.
But by the time I got there, I could tell.
Yeah. And finally, this lineman Butler, you have an association with him, right?
Back in college, he was a younger guy when I was still at University of Miami.
And the thinking there is just depth at that position?
Just depth at the tackle position, and a guy who's has some experience as well. And obviously he's coming back from a couple injuries, but hopefully he'll be a guy in the mix.
Thank you.